Texte numéro 119. There's no age limit for politicians. As people live longer, should that change? President Joe Biden, approaching his 82nd birthday in November 2024, is the oldest serving US president. He shares the distinction of old age with a growing number of politicians, including 82-year-old US Senator Mitch McConnell. On August 30, 2023, 81-year-old Senator Mitch McConnell froze after a reporter asked him about his re-election plans. He remained silent for more than 20 seconds, his gaze distant, including after political aide asked him if he heard the question. This followed a similar incident with McConnell in July 2023. Some people, from fellow Democrats to the New York Times editorial board, have questioned whether McConnell and other colleagues, including 90-year-old Dianne Feinstein, can fulfill the duties of their jobs. With Feinstein, there have been incidents in which she stumbled over words. She began reading prepared remarks during a Senate Appropriations hearing vote on July 27, 2023, until her Democratic colleague, Senator Patty Murray, whispered to her, "Just say aye." Such incidents prompt the question, can politicians be too old to serve in office? Should society make retiring at a certain age mandatory for elected officials who run the country, like presidents and senators? Today, the lifespan for the average American is 79 years, but it tends to be much higher for people like politicians, who are relatively wealthy and receive good health care. In the US, a person needs to be 35 years old or older in order to be president. A person must be at least 25 years old in order to serve in the House of Representatives, while the minimum age rises slightly to 30 years old for serving in the Senate. The US banned age discrimination in workplaces in 1967. Should politicians who lead the country be an exception to this law? In 2022, YouGov poll reported that 58% of Americans want a maximum age for politicians. Those who support age limits usually say that politicians holding office should be no more than 70 years old. That would make 71% of current US senators ineligible to hold office. Considering age limits for high-ranking politicians poses certain ethical questions that do not have a clear answer. Staying in office despite health problems can threaten public safety. An American president holds immense power, including the ability to launch nuclear weapons. Members of Congress are responsible for making laws, declaring war, and controlling taxes and spending. Defenders of mandatory retirement say older people have had their turn. Adapted from the conversation, August 2023.